From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Wednesday, November 19th. A community forum focused on preventing hate and fostering equity will take place in Reading tonight. Representatives from Shasta Equal Justice Coalition will discuss its new study looking into racial disparities in police interactions in Shasta County. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, some of the data finds that black residents in Shasta County experienced a higher chance of being stopped by police, yet had the lowest rate of contraband discovery. It also finds black and Native American people are overrepresented in arrests made in Reading specifically, and that black residents were the most likely to be victims of hate crimes. The event will be held at Enterprise High School, and it begins at 6 p.m. And additionally, a Reading organization that helps victims of domestic violence and sexual assault will be temporarily moving to virtual services. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has more.
One Safe Place says it will have to stop walk-in services from November 24th through early January because of water damage caused by recent flooding. While under construction, its client intake process will be conducted virtually via a 24/7 crisis hotline rather than in person. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, the organization said it worked with a nationally recognized domestic violence consultant to help the transition to virtual. The shelter will continue to operate at full capacity, and legal advocacy will be available via virtual appointment. Existing processes for requesting an advocate will stay the same. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
And the city of Chico says sections of South Park Drive will be intermittently closed this winter for tree maintenance. The scheduled upkeep includes tree trimming, extractions, and risk reduction. It'll start at the 4th Street entry point and proceed eastward toward the Centennial exit. Contractor scheduling, weather conditions, and site needs will dictate these closures. And the passage of Prop 50 puts Congressional District 1's seat in play in 2026. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at who's entered the race so far.
Doug LaMalfa has occupied the seat since 2013. Before Prop 50, the largely rural district was considered safely Republican, but that changed under the newly drawn map. Now the demographic should favor Democrats. LaMalfa says he'll run again, but he may face some stiff competition from Democratic State Senator Mike McGuire from Santa Rosa. He's the body's highest-ranking member, whose senatorial District 2 partly overlaps LaMalfa's District 1. And Chico resident Audrey Denny announced her third bid in October. She has a strong agricultural background, which might strengthen her appeal in the rural north. According to Shasta Scout, four other candidates have announced, including Rose Penelope Yee, Casey Stewart, Kyle Wilson, and Erica Roden. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And the Chico Police Department has released footage following a public records request of an officer-involved shooting that happened in March. The video shows an exchange between Michael Oxley and the department's SWAT team. Oxley was a suspect in an attempted homicide. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, officers fired 27 shots at Oxley. The case is being investigated by the Butte County District Attorney's Office. And in other news, the Bidwell Mansion Visitor Center is set to reopen for a few days in mid-December. This will be the first time the center will be open since the historic mansion was severely damaged in an arson fire 1 year ago. According to the Bidwell Mansion Association, the center will be open on December 11th, 12th, and 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for holiday shopping and local events. There will also be information on the effort to rebuild the state park, which is currently underway. And 1 year after the historic dam removals on the Klamath River, California wildlife officials say salmon are making a widespread return to their historic habitats. The Department of Fish and Wildlife says initial reports suggest a stronger fall run Chinook return than last year. They point to officials and Klamath tribes reporting widespread spawning within the Oregon side of the river, including tributaries where salmon haven't been seen in more than a century. Fish counting stations within California have also reported hundreds of adult salmon to date in newly accessible tributaries. The demolition of four dams along the Klamath was the largest removal of its kind in U.S. history. Also, a California program meant to remove the affordability barrier around e-bikes was scrapped last month. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala says the California e-bike incentive project distributed 2,100 vouchers worth up to $2,000 through two rounds of funding.
A third round was planned for early next year, but the board overseeing the program diverted the remaining $18 million in funds to another program, citing budget concerns. Lindsay Buckley is a spokesperson for the California Air Resources Board.
The legislature had to make some really tough decisions last year about what was going to be funded and prioritized. And so this is ultimately the outcome of legislative direction.
Buckley says the program could come back in the future, but she wasn't clear on when. But bicycle advocates are questioning the legality of this decision and the lack of public input. CalBike spokesperson Andrew Wright says his organization was the first to report the decision.
That, I think, is what has rankled some of us most, is this quiet just sort of pushing under the rug, because we don't exist to break news. And the fact that we did is very odd.
CalBike and other organizations are calling on CARB to restore the funds. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
And finally, California wildlife officials have identified a new gray wolf pack. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife says the grizzly pack was confirmed in southern Plumas County this fall and includes two adults and a pack. This detection means California still has 10 existing gray wolf packs. The addition of the new pack comes after state wildlife officials exterminated the Bayam Sayo pack last month in the Sierra Valley. Officials say the four wolves were responsible for killing 70 livestock animals between March and September, and seeing them as their primary food source. CDFW says the fifth juvenile wolf was mistaken for one of the pack members and unintentionally killed. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, November 19th. Our theme is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.